Catch the latest in women's sports and the HBCU athletics on Dr. Cliff Burt and Friends. Join Dr. Cliff Burt for game analysis, exclusive interviews, and inspiring stories. Subscribe now on all major platforms and be part of the action with Dr. Cliff Burt and Friends.
It's a lyrical baby! Miracle serves.
We keep having all these problems. How we gonna solve them? Every day is the same thing. All these unsolved issues, I guess it's official. Here we go again, the same old thing. And I'm tired of the argument and lying. So goodbye.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 18th, 2024, and today the topic is a safe place. Happy Saturday. Yes, happy Saturday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Friday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. Yesterday was pretty much low key. I had scheduled to record a future episode of the GSL talk show. That didn't happen. So outside of that, your girl was just chilling, resting, and that's about it. We know that a new episode of the GSL talk show came out last night. So, thank you to those that watched it. And if you missed it, you should be able to go to GodSexAndLove.com and see it because it is our featured video for the week and everything like that. So, yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, was there anything else of significance about yesterday? Not too much. Just doing my little home hustles, things like that. You know, trying to figure out some stuff with my Fiverr account and whatnot. That's about it. I can't think of anything else to share in particular. So let's talk about today. y'all, today's Saturday, and I'm up early technically. I mean, I'm recording around 6:30-ish, you know what I'm saying? So that's a little bit early for my recent way of doing things. Part of the reason I am early or up early, aside from getting up around this time anyway, is today we're supposed to be doing the Celebration of Life for Miss Deanna, which is my co-worker. And they've asked all hands to be on deck. So all of us staff people are scheduled to come on in today and you know, not only be there, but be of assistance and whatnot. And so, yeah, that's part of the reason why your girl is up. I mean, I probably would have been up anyway because, you know, Saturday is a quote-unquote soccer day, but that got canceled as well because, again, Coach Manny is also Emmanuel, who is also my other co-worker. So, yeah. Since it's all hands on deck, all of the hands are going to be on deck. I was taking a little time to reflect on Miss Deanna and everything. From my memory, she was a sweet lady. I mean, I've only had a few interactions with her, but one of them that was really, profound was praying with her one day. And we were in the bathroom. It was me, her, and another one of our coworkers, and she was just expressing herself and whatnot, and how she was feeling, and everything like that. This was sometime last year, and so, you know, all three of us, you know, just took the time and prayed for her and her situation and things like that. And yeah, so I hope and pray that she's at peace, you know, and that we can offer her family and friends and those that come and celebrate her today. I hope we can offer her some peace and whatnot as well. You know, I can't lie, I can't help but think about the quote-unquote morbid side of life, right? To think, like, you know, what would this look like if it was me, right? I'm assuming the church would do what they're doing, you know, it would be the same. But who knows, man, who knows? Ain't gonna lie, man, it's crossed my mind about, like, how would, you know, social media or people, right, react, again, if it was me. I mean, I can't help but be curious. I mean, is anyone else out there curious about stuff like that? Like, I wonder what they would say on social media. Stuff like that. But, I don't know. I know my husband, we had a conversation and he mentioned something along the lines. He felt like, I guess, my celebration of life would be full of people. I don't know. I'm not hyping that up to think that, or hyping myself up to think that. You know, I have no clue. But hey, man, I'm still here today. You know what I'm saying? So, look, celebrate me today. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm on my birthdays and things like that. While I'm here, like they say. But anywho, so that's supposed to be happening today. So let's go ahead and get into some juice, man. Okay, so a safe place. Today's conversation was pretty much inspired by me seeing the word safe multiple times this morning. And I guess just reflecting on how it, I guess this is a common phrase these days. I consider, for example, GSL to be a safe place, right? And then I know some people, you know, they harp a lot about safe spaces for this group, safe spaces for that group, safe places, safe spaces, things of that nature. And so, you know, just thinking about that this morning, I decided to go deeper about the word safe and safe place and things like that. I mean, you know, I did my thing, you know, I looked up the definition as well as going to openbible.info and plugging in, you know, safe spaces, a safe place, the word safe, all those different things. And so I'm going to share with you guys the verses that were standing out to me. But first, let's talk about the word safe itself. So the adjective for safe means protected from or not exposed to danger or risk, not likely to be harmed or lost. So it sounds good, right? You know, you're not exposed to danger. You know, not going to be harmed, not going to be lost. Then I saw the noun. The noun for safe says it's a strong fireproof cabinet with a complex lock used for the storage of valuables. So, I don't know that word valuable stood out to me this morning. Again, I know that the Word of God talks a lot about us being valuable and things of that nature. And so, obviously, I guess the safe or safety or whatever the case may be is in Christ, according to the word. But as I was writing down these verses this morning, I was thinking, especially as I wrote down the first verse, I was like, Lord, your name don't always feel safe sometimes, right? Now, again, I know that the Bible is clear about that part about, again, persecution and stuff. So we know that it's like, well, if I'm going to be persecuted, am I safe? You know? And everything like that. But again, I think when I reflect on going through different issues, going through the ups and downs of life, we can be safe, feel safe, be at peace and whatnot with Christ, versus again, being without him and then dealing with all those things, perhaps on our own, which don't tend to go the way we hope and think sometimes. But let me go ahead and share some Bible, because I don't want to, you know, throw nobody off with my own personal thoughts and opinions. So here we go. Proverbs 18 and 10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs to it or runs into it and is safe. So that's what it's saying the name of the Lord is. Now, again, as I was writing that down, I'm like, well, Lord, you know, everybody might not feel safe saying your name or, you know, coming to you and things of that nature. Because, again, we know that the name of Jesus is a divider of sorts, right? It divides of families, friends, countries, and all these different things. And so, again, I can acknowledge that it doesn't always feel safe to be a believer, but I don't know. I guess the wisdom there is that, you know, what is safe, right? What is safety? What is, you know, can we be safe without being quote unquote safe? Like, I don't know how else to say that. Like, I mean, I feel like that's possible to have safety in Christ, even if those around us are about to harm us or things of that nature. But again, that's a whole nother, like, thinking, right? That's, you know, we have to think beyond, again, the physical and things like that. So, something to think about. Let me give you guys another verse. Proverbs 29 and 25 says, "The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." So again, I mean, it's calling out that, I guess, that inner fear to be afraid of, again, of what others may do or say, that may be around us. Again, it's telling us plainly here that, again, we don't have to fear man, because at the end of the day, if we says trust in the Lord, we are safe. I mean, the Bible talks about, there's this verse that tells us that, again, you know, why be afraid of someone that can only take the body, rather than the one that, you know, can take the body and the soul. So, which one are you going to be, quote unquote, afraid of? Which one are you going to respect more? It seems like we respect, again, what we see more than, I guess, than what it is, or whatever the case may be. But hey, everybody got that choice to make with their life. Here's another verse, y'all. Proverbs 1 and 33. It says, "But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." Now, we're not talking about whoever listens to miracles. No. whoever listens to God and his word and things like that. It's telling us that we're going to dwell secure and be at ease without dread of disaster. Now, I guess what's standing out to me right now as I read that is that it's acknowledging the disaster. I think we talked about that sometime this week about, again, the Bible is very clear about, the ups and downs of life, a persecution of the quote-unquote downside of being a believer and things of that nature. But the beautiful thing about, I guess, coming to Christ, being in Christ, things of that nature, is what this word here is saying. It will be, you know, we can live secure, be secure, and be at ease and things like that because we know whose we are. We know where we're going. Even if someone was to take our life, right, here on earth and things of that nature, we don't have to be worried about, I guess, the outcome of that. And so, I don't know where you are today, man. I don't know if these things are encouraging you or if they're a little bit scary. But I hope that you understand that there is a safe place in Christ. And, you know, I guess this is a little sneak peek at what it looks like. You guys can go deeper. There's plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. You could even just go to openbible.info and plug in the word safe and see what stands out to you as you take a look at those. But yeah, I mean, ultimately the juice is that, you know, in this world that is looking for safe places and spaces and things like that, and people are creating this safe space and that space, that safe space, this group, that group is trying to make a safe place. There is a safe space or safe place that we have access to, each and every one of us. All are welcome to come to it, and that's in Jesus. And I guess that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Acts 1 and 8. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." friends. I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you want to share your talent with the world, but have stage fright? Join our online talent show and take your talent from the living room to the world. Take your voice from the shower to the stage. Gain exposure. Interact with other talented people. Have fun, and try to win a weekly cash prize. Just upload your video and let the viewers vote for you. The video with the most votes at the end of the week wins up to $100.
Singers,
dancers, rappers, comedians, and unique performers. Download TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.